Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi Coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javi Coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi Coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A, 43934 today. Javi Coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today. Hello and welcome back to Loving Yourself Completely. I want to take a moment out and apologize. Last week's episode, our music seemed to auto go over voices. Usually I don't have that issue. At the end of my episodes, I add my music and it kind of automatically does its sound correction, and apparently I did not catch that last week, that it didn't do that. So I had some people say that they kind of struggled hearing some of the conversation, and I so apologize for that. That, of course, is never my intention. We work really hard on these episodes, and I work really hard on editing them, so I definitely want you to be able to hear them, so I do apologize. And I think kind of going off of last week's episode, there were several write-ins about, you know, finding your independence in your marriage while also remaining a team. And I think that was the whole point of the episode. Of course, we jumped around a lot her first time being on here. There were a lot of topics that we tried to cover. And then, of course, you go off on your separate conversations. But I think the main purpose that so many wrote in about is that it is okay to want have your own dreams still in a marriage, and that you don't have to settle to your partner's wants and needs and forget about your own. But doing it in a respectful way is, of course, always the goal, and having somebody support you no matter what, making sure that you always, even if the world falls apart, that you know that your partner is there to support you and your friends support you and the right people that you have in your corner are there for you. I think that was a lot of what was trying to be spoken about last week, was that no matter where you are going in life, your partner should always understand that maybe not all the time are your dreams going to line up with each other, but that separately you can support them. Your partner is your teammate. Your partner is your coach. Your partner is the parent of it. You know, if you think of when your kid is in a sport, you have all these different areas of people that support you. And that's what you need to have in your life for your career, for being a parent, for being a working parent, for all of these things. You have to have a great support system and teammates. And I think that that's very important. I think that's what was trying to, you know, be spoken about last week, is that I think so many people take it almost as if you cannot be independent while you're married, is that like you become this one person, like all, you know, intertwined together. And of course you have to take your partner's feelings into consideration when you make big decisions. Even myself, making such a big decision to open my business, my husband going back to school, like it is a conversation, but it should never be a conversation about why you think it's a bad idea. Yes, pros and cons are okay, but lack of support, I think that's where it goes in difference, because somebody saying, okay, what are your plans for this? And how do you plan to make it successful? What are your plans in the meantime to bring in money? How much are you going to lose out on? What is our time frame here? What are our goals at the end of this? Those are all legitimate questions that a teammate asks, but tearing down is such a, you know, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think you can do it. I don't know if you have the drive or the willpower. I don't know if you have the you know, schooling or the whatever, the background for it. I think that all those things can be talked about. Like, do you need to go back to school? There's ways to do constructive criticism with your partner. And I think that that's so important because so many people don't know how to communicate correctly. Even if they do want to be supportive, they don't know how to vocalize that. So I think that that's such a huge thing when it comes to communication with the partners, understanding that maybe they can't speak to you correctly about it, but if you ask the right questions or if you take a different approach to the situation, that maybe they'll understand it. Not everybody's way of communication is going to understand the way your mind works and the way you process things. I think that that's such a big deal when it comes to trying to create a life in your marriage for yourself. You know, I find it very easy to do with my partner, but that's something we've built. I have so many people that will say, oh, you know, your marriage seems so wonderful and he's so supportive of everything you do. And I'll have people kind of a little bit maybe jealous of that or try to understand how it's possible. And that's not something that is just created overnight. That's not going, oh my God, I found a penny, heads up, I win. Like, that was created in our marriage and our relationship. And from the beginning, we had goals and wants from each other and high expectations from each other. Both of our previous relationships, we were very young and the communication was lacking. And thankfully, when we came out of those super young relationships, even in a young mindset, we had an understanding of what we didn't want and what we didn't get from previous relationships. So I think that having that goal and those expectations right from the beginning is a wonderful quality. But what happens when you're in the middle of your relationship or you're, you know, 20 years in and all of a sudden you want this change and your partner's going, oh my gosh, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? This isn't you. But as we spoke about in our last episode, how many different versions of our partners that we go through and being accepting that your partner will never be the same person they were when you met them 10, 15 years ago. They're not that person and you should be so happy that they're not. But in a positive way, of course, in a positive way. I hope your partner's still not, you know, out doing God knows what and partying and drinking and all these things, that they do grow up and that they do understand a lifestyle change or a growth internal change. And, you know, who I was 11 years ago when my husband and I met, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I don't recognize that girl. I'm so glad that she's taught me so much. I'm so thankful for all the versions of myself that I've left behind along the way to be able to look back and go, wow, I've changed and I feel for the better. My partner feels for the better. And if you guys can stay on the same team of growing together, you both notice the growth. You both understand it. And becoming different versions along the way with your partner, being accepting when it's in a positive way of going, wow, I noticed that when that situation approached, you didn't handle it the way I feel you would have handled it a year ago or 5 years ago. And there will always be setbacks. You know, there will always be situations that you wish you handled differently. And there will always be people that you wish you spoke to differently or that you maybe thought, that didn't make me look great. So I want to handle this differently. I myself caught myself the other day kind of reverting back to getting upset by something and trying to catch myself when it comes to certain situations. Now mess with my family and there's just a whole unveiling of wrath that comes out of me that I will not apologize for. So there are situations that call for a version of you, a different version of you, an older version of you, an understanding version of you, a defensive version of you. You are always allowed to defend yourself and prove your capabilities. But remembering that you don't have to prove those things is also such a growth version of you. Understanding that proving yourself to people who don't necessarily believe that you've changed, or believe in you to change, or believe in you to grow and independence and, you know, work and things like that. Now, understanding the difference between the people that you want to prove yourself to, your partner, please see me, like see the growth I've made. Thank you so much. I hope you're so proud of me. And defending yourself to people to prove your worth are very, very different. 9 times out of 10, when you have a supportive partner, you don't need to prove your growth, but they see it. They see it. So you've proven yourself just right through your actions. I don't need words. My husband is a very quiet man to most. Of course, to me, he talks to me and talks my ear off, and we have a very lovely communication, but he's still a quiet man. I don't need him to love me loudly because his actions have never missed a beat. And I'll speak with women who do have issues with the way their husband's love language is towards them, or wife, who are loved out loud, he makes Facebook posts about me. Oh, he's always posting how much he cares for me. He loves me very loudly, but yet the actions aren't there. So those are just very different. Oh, he wants, he tells me he loves me and he wants the best for me. But when I try to step out and do my own thing, maybe independently a little bit, like, you know, join a gym or go to work or create my own sense of self, then he gets angry or she gets angry or thinks like I'm going to cheat or that there's something going on, that I'm slowly separating from them, that I've changed too much, this isn't who you are. And that is a very touchy thing with people who don't understand actions versus words, because you can say, oh no, honey, like I'm just trying to create a sense of self. But the person who doesn't show with actions, they see your actions and they don't understand your lack of words with it. So it's almost like a teeter-totter of the situation of actions versus words have to support each other. They have to balance out of, are your actions proving your words and are your words proving your actions? Because one without the other, and all of a sudden your words don't mean anything, and then actions without the words, some people are okay with that. I'm okay if I don't get tons and tons and tons of affirmation when I see the actions. So almost it kind of depends which one you mess with. But I am definitely one to say words don't mean as much to me as actions. 100% they don't. You could say you love me 1,000 times a day and you want the best for me, but if I have to fight every day to do something independently or something that follows my dreams and my goals or something that makes me feel good, something I want to do in life or wear or whatever it may be, the lack of support in your words shows me, and shows so many, of course, that I don't want to fight for this every day. That's tiring and exhausting. So really understand that the different versions of your partner need to be equally met with the words and the actions to follow through, that you really, truly do want the best for your partner. And guess what? If that person is not meant to be in your life, they will make it difficult for you. It will be way too difficult. And it's not in a way of people say, oh, marriage is hard, difficult. It's in a way that they make your life hard. Marriage can be hard. Understanding, compromising, and getting to that point can be a little difficult if you make it that way. I'm so easy for compromise, and so is my husband. I really did luck out on that. So compromising of going right in the beginning, understanding that these are my wants and needs, and don't step in on that, because this is something that will truly make me happy. And if I'm happy, you know, you're happy, and we can do this as a team, and you trust me and I trust you, and it's a balance. Of course, like I said, changing that balance midway into the relationship can be difficult, but if you have an understanding partner and a supportive partner of the different versions of you, and them understanding that growth is a good thing, then that is an easier process. But when you have somebody that 20 years in hasn't grown, hasn't changed, and you're now you're balancing and you're, you know, your side of the scale is all the way to the ground and theirs is all the way up because you guys are now off balance and your relationship's off balance. And guess what? Everything is taken to offense. They're offended by everything you're doing because they haven't changed. Why are you changing? I don't understand. What did I do? Are you leaving me? The insecurities and the projecting because of their lack of self-love and self-worth, they haven't found that yet. They haven't found it yet enough to create a positive sense of self in the relationship to balance you, to help with you. And that is a process, such a process. And it could cause so much anxiety within oneself to go, oh, is this going to be like this forever? This is a fight. This is too hard. Do I give up? Do I keep going? Do I, you know, do I correct this? Do we do therapy? Do I do therapy? And it causes more chaos than it would to understand that people are allowed to change. Once people understand that change is good, if it is for the better, and either way, you are not in control of somebody else's change, but you are in charge of yours and how you respond to things and how you respectfully accept other people's changing. And as long as, I know I keep saying in a respectable way, because I do know that people change for the worse. I do know that some people get worse over time, or situations happen in relationships that cause people's personalities to change for the worse. Even if they want to work on it, even if they want to push through it, there's still that resentment or there's still that anger that people have if something, if a trust is lacking in the relationship. So it is, it's a very delicate balance. So grounding and circling back to independence in marriage is being respectful about it. You can totally be independent in your marriage. You can be so okay when they're, you know, when they're gone at work. Of course, when my husband gets home, I mean, I am like, I want to shrink down and crawl in his body. Like, I want to be with him the whole time. But I am independent when he's gone. And he knows how to be independent when I'm gone. We take care of ourselves so much that when the other person is here, it's like you just get to feel that love from their self-worth and your own self-worth. We were watching a show the other day. It's like, would you date yourself? It was some goofy reality show. And honestly, yes. Like, if you can answer that, really, I want you to look yourself in the mirror, make eye contact. Would you date you? Would you marry you? That is such an honest question. Because if you haven't put in the work for yourself, now I know you don't have to, you know, they say, oh, love yourself. You can't be with somebody until you love yourself. Not true. Absolutely not true. But you can't use the lack of self-love and project it to your partner. That's not fair. That's the thing you can't do. It should be reworded that way. No projecting to your partners your lacks and what you're working on. That's not fair. Nobody can fix that. Nobody can fix your traumas, your issues, your insecurities, your anger. Nobody can fix that. But would you date you authentically? Really look. Be so honest with yourself. Nobody else is going to hear it. So honest with yourself. And then would you marry you? Would you want you for a lifetime, just the way you are, versions of growth that you see coming, who you aspire to be, and it's not, oh yeah, I would marry me because in 15 years, I hope to be this way. No, right now, would you? And do you take care of yourself in a way? My husband joked, he's like, you know, you can ask so many questions, you know, would you marry you? Would you kiss you? Would you, you know, have sex with you? Would you, all the things, like how well is your self-care? Because that's what you need to put into yourself to continue to grow, to continue to be better. People can say, this person looks great for their age. This person does this. And this person, you know, really became successful. They put in the work. They put in the work and their partner supported that work, whether you have a partner or not. Putting in the work in your life will always be a valuable thing to do. Always. Nobody ever goes, I wish I didn't take good care of myself, you know. I wish I didn't, you know, eat good. I wish I didn't have a good skincare routine. Like the little things, all the way up to the big things, following your goals and your dreams and losing sleep at night because you're so passionate about something. Those are the things. Now, of course, there are unhealthy ways, as I always say, becoming overly obsessed with something. Everything has a delicate balance. Everything has a delicate balance. Creating that in your life to create a calmness, to create a feeling of self-worth, to create just an instant understanding that people always want you to be your best self if they truly have your heart in mind and who you are as a person. They truly see you. They do want what's best for you. And if they state in a negative way that you can't do something or be this way, or who are you doing that for, or, you know, you've changed, and they're angry, that's not about you. And I think that that's something we can all take away from this. I think we've all dealt with people that think people can't change, or that think people, you know, should stay a certain way, or they get offended when you're changing. And how dare you? How dare you be different or try to be better than me? You think you're better than me? No, I'm just trying to be better than me. You can shop at Sarah Bauer Boutique at www.sarahbauerboutique.com and really pay attention to our slogan of give them a reason to stare. I love that it's multi-purpose of you feeling so good in what we sell and what you are wearing that you go, oh, go ahead and look, like I feel confident. And also go ahead and look, I don't care, you know? And that's my goal for this entire, for my entire business, is that you feel confident in what you're wearing and how you purchased it, and that our items can be worn in so many different ways. You can take that tennis skirt and tube top and repair that skirt with a t-shirt and a jean jacket in the fall. And I think that that's a great feeling, knowing that the items that you're getting can be worn multiple different ways and occasions and dress them up or down. I think that's such an exciting thing about clothing, and knowing that you're truly getting your money's worth is such a great thing. That gorgeous tank top bodysuit with shorts that you wore can also be worn with jeans and a cardigan. And I just really love the brand and what it stands for, that I put my whole heart into it. And I hope you guys see that. So remember to shop Sarah Bauer Boutique and really feel confident every single day. Now, last week's episode, it really did start piling in some messages and emails about the anxieties in relationships. So many think anxiety is just within ourselves, but people can cause those things. When they say, you know, trust your gut with people, or listen to how you feel around them, like it really, truly does bring out an unease when you're around people who you know don't truly want what's best for you, or they're not authentically happy for you when you are doing what's best for you. Your body can feel that, can sense that anxiety. And so many men and women were writing in that their partner doesn't support who they're becoming and who they want to become. And they would state, I love my partner. I would die for my partner. I would do anything for them. But they aren't supporting me in my next journey of life, in my next moment of independence that I'm trying to do for myself. It's like they are catering to their partner's feelings so much that it's taking away from this next journey that they're about to embark on, that they should be fully supported on. And do you need anything? What do you need from me? How can I support you in this next trial of your life that's so exciting that you're going to grow in and become a new version of yourself? And I wonder where this next journey will lead. I'm so excited. And instead, it's the negative. I don't think you should do it. What about me? Are you going to leave me? You think you're better than me? You think that you're going to do this, really? Like, this doesn't seem logical, blah, blah, blah. Just all the self-doubt on goals that you've worked really hard on and you're trying to complete or finish or start. You know, I've had people email say they dropped out of school months prior to graduating because it was just, they couldn't finish. It was, their marriage was about to fail. What? Now, context, of course, is important, but I have gotten messages like that before, that their partner was so unsupportive and that their relationships were about to end because of the insecurity of this person having a career, just a career. Just something that they worked so hard for, night and day, in debt for, and just quit. I don't know what part I support on that. Do you fight for your marriage? Do you fight for the schooling? Do you fight for the support? Do you fight for it in therapy? Like, what's the answer for that? Because I didn't have too much context. I just know that that happened. And it's happened. And there's so many people who, that's just one small portion of people who gave up on smaller things because of pretty much threats or feeling so awful for the other person that they just quit because that person was so good at the guilt that it ate away at the dream, and it wasn't a dream anymore. It became their nightmare. I even know personally, if Brett didn't support what I'm doing right now, which I'm doing so many random things. So it's always been like a self-care thing for me and a loving yourself thing. Of course, loving yourself completely. My journeys have always been wanting people to feel good, love themselves, and me having the worst anxiety of anybody I've ever met, growing through that and creating a life for myself has been a teeter-totter. I keep saying that this episode, but it's all I can picture in my head when I say that, like, my anxiety would pop up and then my dreams would flop. And then all of a sudden I was feeling good and I would start doing something and it'd come up again. And it was something I always had to battle. So when I got into, you know, fitness or the beauty industry or the fashion industry, the podcast, self-love industry. I'm so sorry. My dishwasher is making noise right now. So you're going to hear that. And I'm not going to have music on this episode. Anyways, I'm in my living room right now because I did not hook up my mics today. Anyways, so what I'm talking about is I always kind of jumped around because I knew I wanted to make people feel good. And I kind of dipped my toes in a little bit everywhere. I mean, everywhere. I worked at a wonderful makeup store for a couple of years. I was certified to do fitness. I did photography because I wanted people to feel beautiful. And then, you know, just so many random things. I enjoyed doing TikTok and just being funny and silly. And sometimes there were dark moments when I would go through stuff with my friends or family. So I would do relatable mental health and things like that. And then this podcast, of course, and now my boutique. And every step along the way, I just want people to feel heard, seen, relatable, and understand that it's okay to feel good about yourself. And there are always going to be people that maybe don't support that dream. But if you find it, if you find somebody that supports that, hold on to them for dear life. Because it's truly, there's so many people out there that are so selfish these days and in it for themselves. You have to build that support with your partner and build that trust so deeply that no matter what you do in life, they know you're coming home to them at the end of the day because that's what you built together. That's not something you wake up and you have. Building a relationship, building a marriage, it is work. But it's great. It's a great kind of work. Understanding that when you put that effort in of communication and the nasty, disgusting, raw, unedited, unfiltered communication with your partner that hurts, that breaks your own heart, those conversations have to be had. You have to be so honest with them and with yourself about what you want in this life and how badly you want them to be a part of it if they want to. I think that's so important. My husband has supported me in everything I do. He listens to my podcast. He, you know, checks out my boutique website every once in a while and gives me tips. And it's like, oh yeah, I seen this. I seen your new pictures you did today. Even in my fitness stuff, when I was studying for my certification, he would quiz me because he is a workout king. What's this muscle? What's this muscle? And that bond between us and stuff we're interested in was so much fun. When I worked in the beauty industry, I knew he didn't know what the hell I was talking about half the time, but I would always be like, oh, these new lashes came out and these lashes and oh my gosh, this new skincare and oh, look, I won a free gift today and it's, you know, this retails and he's like, what? Even my TikToks, there's, you know, I get sent some stuff that people would like me to talk about if I enjoy using it. And he'll joke with me and be like, oh, I didn't, let me get some of that. I'm like, oh, you can totally have it. Like, but he never is like, oh geez, like you're doing so much. This is a lot. Like I can't process this. Like, geez, like, do you need to be this busy all the time? Do you need to constantly be doing stuff? Even doing this podcast, you know, he's driving all day and he'll call me quite a bit, but during the podcast, I'm like, hey, I'm going to need like the next couple of hours to myself. And he's like, okay, good luck. What's it going to be about today? Having that support that it's casual. You don't have to hide it. You don't have to rebel against it. You don't have to say, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to bring this up to him because it's going to be an argument. And oh, he hates when I, you know, do this kind of stuff in healthy ways and healthy things you're doing. Why would somebody not support you? If you're just doing something that you're truly passionate about, or even something that you want to try, it's okay to be independent in your marriage and still have a codependency on your partner for support. Those are two things that should go hand in hand. Yes, I'm independent in my life, career, when he's gone, but he supports that independency. It's like a co-independency that we have. And so many friends of mine, so many people that have written in, they're struggling to find that right now. They're struggling to find the connection between doing what you love in this life. And maybe that's not something your partner understands yet. So they're trying to connect the two and say, hey, I love you and I want to do this together and I want you to be with me every step of the way. But it is something I have to do on my own. It is something that, you know, obviously you can't help me with. So I'm so excited to share every step with you. But, you know, this is my own thing. And I think that having that right person in your life, that's an easy connection. So I hope you have that. Keep fighting for yourself and for your partner to come together as one in understanding that we are here and we are all here for one life and we all deserve to be happy independently and we all deserve to have that. This bird is in full support. I don't know if you can hear it. It's aggressive today. He's like, yeah, be independent. You go. Anyways, having that is okay to have. Okay. Fight for that, understand that, communicate that, because this isn't something that goes, oh, it's a make or break in our relationship. Like, I give up. You don't support me. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be something like, oh, I listened to Loving Yourself Completely today. And she said, no, let's not. Because a lot of you, you're taking my words to heart. And I love that. But it's something that, like I said, 1,000 times in a healthy way to communicate and to grow is something that you can support each other in. Hey, I want to sit down. I would like to discuss my next moves here, your next moves, our goals, our thoughts. Where are you at in life? Where are you at right now?
I woke my husband up the other night at like midnight. I had a massive order come in, probably one of the biggest ones I've ever had. And I was stoked. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, I don't even understand. And he was helping me process it. He got up for work and I was, you know, we get up together. So it's like 6 a.m. and I'm like conversating about how I'm going to get this order out. And he's like looking up ways to do it efficiently and easy. It's being a large, large order being shipped to a different state. And he's like, okay, here's the deal. Here's how this works. Here's how this is going to work. He's like, you're going to take the, like, he was guiding me through it. And I think that that was so helpful for me because I was confused. I'm still learning certain things about shipping to different states and, you know, their rules and their tax duties and things like that. So he was helping me learn that and we figured it out in 10 minutes together. But yet I knew he couldn't do it for me. You know what I mean? Like, he was able to do his little research and then he went on his way and I was like, okay, so that was great advice. Independently now for the next hour or so, I get to do this. And at the end of the day, we come together and he goes, how did it work out? It went great. You know, it's that fact that we can be each other's biggest cheerleaders and coach each other through hard times and push each other through hard times. But at the end of the day, we're collecting that trophy together. And that's it. And that's it in marriage. And that's it in relationships. At the end of the day, that you guys are together supporting each other, no resentment, no grudges, just open communication of how you want to spend the rest of your life and becoming different versions and supporting those versions. Who do you want to be forever? And if it's always just a positive, supporting person who continues to react and understand things differently about your partner, about life, about journeys, great. That's the dream. But if it's staying who you are, just kind of moseying through life, accepting the bare minimum, and your partner is trying to thrive and grow and you're bringing them back, take a look at yourself too. If you're listening to this going, I'm struggling that with my partner, like my partner's doing A, B, C, and D, and I'm upset about it because you're going to move on without me. But it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. You know how many people do amazing things and they say, I couldn't have done it without my partner's support. I couldn't have done it. I wouldn't have been successful. It wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have had the dream. I wouldn't have had the drive. I wouldn't have had the ambition to do it if it wasn't for my partner. And that's it. Sometimes just that support is what you can be for your person. Be that. All right, continue writing into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. We are going to do some questions. I know they're building up, but I'm going to do a Q&A episode here soon. I really just wanted to reiterate that last episode and kind of speak on some of the things I was reading without necessarily them being questions, but just kind of touch on the things that were being sent in because there were a lot of identicals, but also that you struggled hearing some parts because of the music. And I apologize so much. Even my husband, it was funny. He goes, he's going to listen to this and go, God, you talked about me enough. Anyways, he called me and he goes, you know, that episode that you released a couple days ago, because he was listening to it when he went back to work. He's like, I struggled hearing some parts were really low in the tones. And I was like, what? When I listened to it, it was fine. So then, of course, I go back to listen and I'm like, oh my gosh, when I added the music at the end and it didn't auto-correct my sound and I could have cried. I really could have cried because I really liked last week's episode, but I'm so glad that some of you understood some of it, I guess, because I did get a lot of emails. But anyways, I love you guys. Continue writing in. Continue loving yourself completely and love your partner completely. That is part of loving yourself, is having being supportive of your partner. Be that support for them. Be that safe place for them. I'm telling you, they need it. Everybody needs that safe space. And even if you don't have a partner, be that safe space for yourself. Be understanding that you're changing, that you're growing. You've never done this before. You've never been this person before. It's not hard. You've just never done it. That's it. You're learning. And then soon you'll be somebody else's guide to how you've done it. Okay? Continue writing in. Follow our Instagram page. Love yourself completely. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.